Chodesh, everybody. Lamed Sivan. Shavu Chodesh of Bracha, Tzlacha, Shefa. Especially Brichas Kehanim is an inyan of Bracha, so the month is filled with Bracha. Okay. The topic for today's Shir is what we think at first glance shouldn't even need to be discussed. We do a mitzvah. We all know that the Brichas a mitzvah. Okay, maybe the particular Nusach here has to be looked at, but that could be just a fraction of the time. But actually, it's not as simple as it sounds. Birchas HaMitzvah for Birchas Kehanim. What's the makor, and what are the issues involved regarding this bracha that the Kohanim recite before performing the mitzvah? Two Gemaras, one in Megillah, one in Sota, and the Gemara in Sota, Al-Khara, is Megala Pshat in the Gemara Megillah, although you wouldn't necessarily, you could try wiggling out of the Gemara and saying it doesn't really discuss our inyan at all, but then you look at the Gemara Sota and you see that seemingly it's one inyan. The question that was asked of Rav Elazar ben Shammua, who was Ma'arich Yamim, I always wondered about this Gemara because we all know that there were Sarugi Malchus, that we have a piyut both on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, and one of the ten is Rav Elazar ben Shammua. So, Mitzad Echad, he was Ma'arich Yamim, Mitzad Sheni, he was one of the three Malchus. He died al Kiddush Hashem. I don't know, I didn't have a chance to be Ma'ayin, but it was always striking to me that, in light of the other fact that he's one of the three Malchus, and yet you see as well he was Ma'arich Yamin. So I guess that was the point. He still was Zolchet Tarichus Yamin. Shol Tamidas Lez Ben Shamua B'meharach De Yamin. What did you do? How do you conduct yourself in your life that gave you this privilege of Tarichus Yamin? So he answered three Hanhagos. Amar Lehem. And our concern, of course, will be the third one. The first two have to do with showing chashivas to shul, not to make a shortcut out of Beis HaKnesses. In other words, if you go through the shul in order to be able to cut through it and not have to go circling around, that's a certain maila. You have to know for its own inyan why is this considered a special schus. It's a straightforward halacha, and the Rishonim discuss it. Again, it's not our topic. The second has to do with showing kavod to the people who are learning, the talmidim. So if I would come to a shir, and I'd come in late, so instead of stepping over their heads, they would be sitting on the ground. It would be a lack of kavod for the talmid chachamim who are learning, so I wouldn't step over them. Either I stayed in the back, or I came early. And the third thing is what we need to discuss. Below nasasi kapai below bracha. I did not duchen. He was obviously a kohen. I never duchened without making a bracha. Without a bracha. Now, we read this Gemara Megillah, so it's not 100% clear what he's referring to. Bracha could mean the birchas hamitzvah, which is what we're going to focus on. But maybe it has to do with some other inyan that you have in accompaniment with birchas kehanim. And then you have to start thinking what that could be. And there are, in fact, suggestions along those lines, but the problem is, of course, the Gemara in Sota, that L'chaira would make it very clear what he means by this. Because when the Gemara in Sota quotes the same dialogue, and the response was Ben Shemua, immediately the Gemara says, "Mai mevarech, what bracha do you say?" So, Mavzer, Mavchizda, the bracha that said before Birchas Kehanim is Asher Kitshanu B'Kdushaso Shel Aaron, unlike the mitzvosav that we typically say by Birchas HaMitzvah, here it's specifically Kdushaso Shel Aaron, we'll get to that at the end of the Shir. B'Tzivanu, Levarech, Esamo Yisrael, and another interesting shinoi is the word B'Ahav at the end, and that's the Nusach HaBracha. So when the fact that the Gemara juxtaposes Mai Mevarech and brings the Nusach HaBirchas HaMitzvah, it would seem clear that the bracha that was being referred to was this bracha of Birchas HaMitzvah. It would be a big dochik. I guess if you wanted to be pressed against the wall, you could say it's a separate Gemara. Like there's one Gemara about Lo'un Hasasi Kapei Bilo Bracha, which is whatever that is. And then there's Ki'ilo Gemara that's coming out of the blue, Mai Mevarech, what bracha do you say? But obviously the Pashup Shat is what we would seem to assume, and that's what the Ritva assumes in asking Akasha that we should all be asking. What's the big chiddush? Elazar ben Shammua is telling his talmidim that I was zochet tarichas yamin because whenever I did my mitzvah birchas kehanim, I made a bracha. No, we all know that birchas hamitzvah is essential to a mitzvah. Okay, there are exceptions, and maybe that will have to be explored. Maybe that would be a reason to think that this should be an exception. But at first glance, what should it be? We eat matzah. We say alachil ashekid shana alachilas matzah. There are many mitzvahs Dalet Minim, and so on, and Sukkah, and so why would Birchas Kohanim not warrant a bracha that he has to talk about his special Maila of Birchas Yamim due to the fact that he made a bracha? So therefore there can be a lot of creative suggestions, but the Ritva doesn't say much here. He just asked the Kasha. Right away he learns Pshat, as we just pointed out. Perush, commenting on the Gemara Megillah. Nasasi kapit b'lo bracha, Perush Kohen Haya. He just quotes that part. So the Ritva connects the dots between the two sugyas. Since this Marn Sota Mir goes to my Mivarach Amrav Zera, it's obviously a clarification of what was just stated before. And therefore, the bracha we're discussing is Birchas HaMitzvah. In fact, the Ritva, the obvious kasha. V'lo yadana mai chasidusei b'hai. In other words, l'chora, this is a midas chasidus. You want to be zochet to some special maila of Richas Yamin because of a hanhaga tova that's not necessarily expected of everybody. And you went beyond the letter of the law because Baruch Hu gave you a special merit, a special schar. No, l'chora, it's a regular obligation. It seems that the bracha is an absolute obligation. So the Ritva doesn't come out with much to add. He says, yeah, okay, all that's correct. But, nevertheless, the Gemara could still be worked out. V'doma, hi gufa kamashmalan. That itself is what he's trying to teach us. Not that there's a chiddush that you would think not to make the bracha, but you should know that a Kohen who does the mitzvah the way he's supposed to, which means he says Asher Kidshanu, and he obviously, therefore, he's mechavein to what he wants to do, is ochet. What I would add maybe for the mitzvah, basically, what I think he means is what he means. So he did what he's supposed to do, so he's ochet. Like, so I made a bracha, Asher Kidshanu, Achilles Matzav, Tochet Harichas Yamin. Obviously, it has to do with this particular bracha. But I would like to suggest what he means like this. It's basically that the bracha of Birchas Kehanim, the mitzvah, is what's giving you the Birchas Yamin. But what you have in the Birchas HaMitzvah is always an orientation for the mitzvah. Right? Just like a mashal, now it's even, there's a lot to be said about maybe adding even more, because maybe we want to even machaven ourselves to Shem Yichud, Hidimucha Mezuman, but the idea of Birchas HaMitzvah is always so that person doesn't just, we had the discussion Sachem, we discussed in Dav Zayin. It's not just that you do the mitzvah without hachana. There's a certain hachana mindset. A person is mechavein to what he's doing, and it allows them to feel the connection to the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is done with that much extra focus and awareness. So what he's trying to say is like this. I always made the bracha, meaning, and therefore my mitzvah is always framed by the birchas HaMitzvah, which this mitzvah had. And that's good for why I got a Birchas Yamim. In other words, it wouldn't be the same for saying the bracha of achilas matzah for matzah. It's the school of the mitzvah, but the mitzvah as framed by the Birchas HaMitzvah, which is what always is the purpose of Birchas HaMitzvah. So that's what created the Birchas Yamim. So that's what the Ritva is going to say. He goofa kamashwan, then ko koin ha-mevarech, mizbarech. Okay, now that's the answer the Ritva gave. Obviously, there's going to be a lot more that can be suggested, that perhaps could answer the kasha in other ways. The base of Chira of the Meiri comments in Sota and also Megillah, and he says different things. The Meiri in Sota, Mivarchin kol echad mehem baruch ata Hashem okim v'cholam asher kidshanu b'mitzvos b'kedushas shel Aaron v'tzivanu b'yechas am Yisrael b'ava. Continues the Meiri here, the ap al pi she'ein habracha me'akeves, even though the bracha is in ma'akev the mitzvah, you don't think the bracha, the mitzvah, is fine. No, maybe that's true in a lot of places, right? So what does he mean? Nikol makom, hider mitzvah. It's a hider mitzvah. Ve'achad min hachachamim, shibach atzmo shelasa, and so on. Now, so what's pshat in the Meiri? First he says, ein bracha ma'keves. No, so that's true all the time. Then he calls it hider mitzvah. So we should stop it, pshat in the Meiri. Does the Meiri mean like the Ritva that we just read? In other words, he the mitzvah, not in the sense that's extra credit. He the mitzvah means it's not ma'akev. But it's not ma'akev, you can call he the mitzvah vis-a-vis the mitzvah. It's an obligation to say the bracha. And it's not ma'akiv in the mitzvah, but it's mahadir the mitzvah. So that's the point. So the ma'isa, that's why it was olches. The ritva is really, he's really echoing the ritva. Or does an iri mean something which he really doesn't elaborate on, and then we have to figure out what he means? By saying in a bracha ma'akeves, he doesn't just mean like every other situation. He means that really this bracha wasn't necessary. Not just that's not ma'akev, but for whatever reason, which we don't yet know, and we'll have to start speculating, there really was no requirement to make a birchas mitzvah for birchas kehanim. That's what he's in bracha ma'akev. But hidra mitzvah, it's still a good thing, and that's what he was saying, which means that he's trying to say pshat in the Gemara that there's something that was done which was extra credit, and that's hidra mitzvah. But then we have to know what that means. That's the chura, the shayla that you have pshat in the Me'iri. The Me'iri in Megillah, because of our obvious problem, has other suggestions. Let's take a look. Umehem, he's talking about different people who talked about why there was Zoche Tarichas Yomim, and in the list we have Elizabeth and Shemua. Umehem, Shahaya Kohen, Vayim Meshabeach, Hesachmo, Shalona Sakapa, Bulo Bracha. That he never dochen without a bracha. V'yesh Mefarshim Ba. Some say the following pshat. Now we start getting to new pshatim in the Gemara. Sha'afa Pishanasa is Kapa Pamachas. So in other words, he made dochen once. So he already fulfilled his mitzvah, and he made his bracha for birchas mitzvah, what he's supposed to do. Kol sha'alah mizdamen lo lisa pamacheres av ba'osa hayom. So if he would have opportunity to duchen again on the same day, which we're assuming is no longer an obligation. Now think, for example, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that we hold that once you duchen once a day, you no longer have an obligation to duchen the rest of the day. But hayachosim varech, he would go make the bracha again, even though he fulfilled his mitzvah. And that's the yichus here, he's saying, each time I duchen. Now, it's not clear in the Me'iri, does he mean he duchen for the same tefillah for another tzibur? And then you get into the question of, well, he's mostly them, or he's just doing it for himself. Does it mean another tefillah? But the bottom line is, he did not have to do the second time birchas kehanim. And the chiddush is, even though I already made my birchas mitzvah for the first time, so I don't really have an obligation anymore, but there's a kiyum mitzvah. So what's the chiddush here? The kiyum mitzvah, either a kiyum mitzvah for me, or maybe being motzi the tzibur, we could say, if you say there's a tzibur's obligation, or there's a kiyum in the sense that there's a tzibur being blessed, so it's justifying another bracha. Would have been required to make another bracha? No, if I didn't have to do the mitzvah, maybe I didn't have to make another bracha. I already made a bracha for the first time, which was my chiyuv. So maybe that's the chidush, that he make a bracha every time. Okay, that's the suggestion of the Me'iri. You have to know there is a lot of discussion in the poskim u'maisa, when you have a kohen who duchens multiple times. Does he in fact make a new bracha each time? So it sounds kedava pasht this Me'iri that maybe he would have had to, but there's no problem doing it. There are discussions. Maybe it's a bracha levatala. He already did his mitzvah. So then you get to the question of whether he's being motzi others. Like if you're tokea afterwards for another group that didn't hit gift show, but you can make the bracha for them because of the arvus. Arvus means yachayiv in the mitzvah of gift shofar. Now what is over here? They're chayiv one mitzvah. In being misbarech, that's a whole discussion. Not so simple. So again, you have to know in Hanani, why is it true that you can make another bracha? But if you hold that there's a chalos kiyum mitzvah through the bracha that's being chal on them, whether or not they have an obligation to get a bracha, but there is a kiyum mitzvah, so it could be that that's enough to justify a new bracha. If you have a kaim mitzvah, even if you're not obligated to do it, I suppose you could think of examples. You don't have to wear a beged of dalet kantos to have tzitzis, but if you put on beged dalet kantos, then you have to have tzitzis. If that's a good mashal or not, because the ma'aseh, now that you have the dalet kantos, you have an obligation to put tzitzis on. Okay, but maybe a better mashal you could think of. But l'maisa, there is a kiyum mitzvah, so you can make a bracha on a kiyum mitzvah. I don't know, maybe sukkah, you go into sukkah, chol mayit, you don't have to eat a suda. You go and have a zonos, or you don't have to have a sud bachal, it's not yantif, you're not obligated. If you forget benching a yalv, you don't repeat. No chiv to eat pas, but you make a leshiv a sukkah. There's a kiyum mitzvah of sukkah, and you can make a bracha. At matzah, we know we don't, even though according to the Quran, there's a kiyum mitzvah, there's a discussion what the difference is. But at least for birchas kehanim, one could explain that if there's a kiyum mitzvah, there's a chalos kiyum through the bracha that's being chal. If it were the same tzibur, the same tefillah, mistama, you wouldn't allow this. Mistama, so you should go repeat the what? For what? They daven shachris already. All right, but that's the Me'iri in Megillah. Then he has another suggestion. All this is assuming that we're discussing the Birchas HaMitzvah like the Ritvos Medayik from the Gemara in Sota. L'maisa the Bir himself asks, I don't hear the Chiddush. He says this pshat that we're trying to mefalpo here in this inyan. The Ein Zanira, says the Miri. I don't even think that's a Chiddush. The Maibir Bus say, Vadei Kachu Adin, Uvarach Kosmash Nosis Kapav, Moshe Biyarnu. No, it's obvious. Whatever the explanation is going to be, it's not a Chiddush. So the Meiri suggests, therefore, a whole new pshat, Ela Nira, Shehi Amura, and this is going to be, we'll get more to these in Yonim, we'll get to next week a shir on the Seder, the Sis Kapai B'Tfila, and the various parts of the mitzvah as they play out in Shul, but we'll see that Gemara, Nira Shehi Amura, Almasha Amru, the Gemara says there in Sota, Bishas Al Yoso, when the Kohen is on his way up to Duchin, Omei Hirasan Shtei Brachazu Kitikuna, the whole Nusach that the Kohanim say in preparation of Birchas Kehanim, the Gemara says you say it on your way up. The minhag today, based on Rashi, is to say it after you're up already, but it's a special tefillah the Kohanim say that the Bracha should be Kubol and should lead to good things. And also the Gemara goes on to kind of Hadar Ape, when you turn back from the Tzibur back to the Aron Kodesh, Omer Bon Halam, Sin Mashgizat Aleinu. So these are special tefillahs that were Nishkan for the Kohanim before and after, that we'll see in the Sugya in Sota more details. Says the Meiri, that's what Rav Elazar ben Shmuel was talking about. Bracha is not the Birchas HaMitzvah, because there's nothing to say. It's obvious, and if you do it again, it's also obvious. What's the Chiddush here? Behind the Shabbeches Atzmo, what he was priding himself on was Sheyemosif Bra, the Bracha Aruka. He was Mosif and Yanim in those Brachos, the Hiratzim, the Bon Holamim, Bon Shalolam, Achem Mara Mitoch Dvar of Chiba Yisfer Ve'Ava Azul Am. In other words, the more that he was Mairech and his Tfilos, the more that he was expressing tremendous love. So the point is that if the mitzvah is to bless, the more that the Kohen injects Ava toward the Tzibor, the greater the schus of the mitzvah. So the Arichas Yamim came about because he was known as Sasi Kapai below Bracha, meaning that the Bracha that he gave in connection to Birchas Kehanim, the before and the after, that was injected, infused with a tremendous arichas and chiba and love and emotion. Interesting pshat. Of course, the difficulty, the dochik is obvious in terms of the pasha pshat and the gemara. When tasa kapi below bracha, the gemara says mayim mevarech. So I don't know. The Meiri, at least the Megillah, because Megillah doesn't give the mayim mevarech, so he just assumes that the below bracha means this. Yeah, this is what the Meiri says in Megillah. Okay, before we try to figure out why this bracha might not be an obligation, like if you want to interpret the Meiri Sota to mean Hidur Mitzvah, that it was really not required. So apparently, it would impact on how to read a line of Gemara. The Gemara in the Test of Days in Sota go through a number of parts of the Seder Birchas Kehanim, how different things have to wait for certain other things to happen. It's very carefully choreographed, and this is very important. Sometimes people aren't aware of this in shul between the chazan and the kohanim and the tzibur. People jump the gun. Now, so, okay, if you're doing a keladot or something, or an amzmiros, maybe it's not the end of the world. If the tzibur chaps a rein before the chazan finishes his line, and vice versa. Birchas kohanim, it's very important. Everyone has to know there's prompting. To get to that also, the chazan prompts each word, the chazan prompts kohanim, the Kohanim recite the bracha, there's an amen, there's an amen after Yishmerecha, and everyone has to know that they should wait until what was before to finish, and then they proceed. So for example, after the amen of Yishmerecha, the tzibur, only then should the chazan proceed with Ya'er, and only after the Kohanim respond the word Ya'er, should the chazan go to the next word, and so on. It's very important, people should realize, and shul should realize this. So along the lines in the Gemara there, what has to wait for what, Ein HaKorei Rashai Likros Kohanim. Now we know that there's a call of Kohanim that we derive from the Omer Lehem, right? We call it Kohanim. There's a discussion whether it's the Shliach Tzibur or somebody else. Here the Lashon is Korei, so that's maybe Mashma than somebody else because of Hefzik possibly. But either way, the Korei is not allowed to call the word Kohanim. Kohanim. Ad sheyichu Amen Mipiat Tzibur. Until the Amen is completely recited by the Tzibur, and obviously the Amen, we're going to assume now that the Kohanim is called, like we know, at the end of the bracha of Modim. According to the Ran, it was called I would say, and that we'd be referring to the bracha, right before that of the kedushas hayom. But we of course accept, which is almost everybody assumes, that the Kohanim is called after Modim. So the Chazan concludes Hatov Shimcha Chana Lahodos. Everybody says Amen, and only after the Amen is recited by the Tzibur do you have the call of Kohanim. Okay, next line of Gemara. The Ena Kohanim Rashoim. Now we have to define our terms. We have the Kohanim not allowed to begin bibracha, says Rav Zera of Chizda, until the dibor is completely uttered by the Koreh. So let's first go backwards. The word dibor is l'chayra, the pashup shat, the word dibor is what we just discussed, because we talked about the Koreh who called Kohanim. So the dibor is the word Kohanim of the Koreh. So what is the line here of the Gemara referring to? The Kohanim cannot begin the quote bracha until the Kohanim word is completely uttered by the Koreh. So really there are two possible interpretations of the word bracha. One interpretation is bracha meaning the word yivarechecha abirchas kehanim. The other interpretation is bracha is the words baruch ata Hashem debirchas hamitzvah. Now, what are the implications of each of these pshatim? So really, there are two nafkaminas, but one is what is more relevant for us, and one is more relevant for the shir next week. If we interpret bracha as a birchas hamitzvah, so then it's understood that the Gemara already is telling us, and it says in Amud Aleph, Mai Nivarech, that there was a bracha, birchas hamitzvah, shekechem tushas shel Aaron, that is recited. And it's recited right after the call of Kehanim, and then we talk about Yivarechecha and the Brichas Kohanim and so on. But if we would interpret the word bracha, the Haskam of bracha is the word Yivarechecha, that it means that immediately after the call of Kehanim, the next thing that happens is the Kohanim respond, Yivarechecha. But if that were true, then we're skipping seemingly two steps. What are we skipping? That what we're familiar with? We're skipping the Brichas HaMitzvah. Suggesting the Birchas HaMitzvah is not said. That's going to be our discussion. That's what the Gemara is going to point out. What's also relevant, which is more for next week, is what else do we do after the Birchas HaMitzvah? The Chazan prompts the word Yivarecha. We'll have to see where that comes from. We know about Kohanim from Omer Lehem. Where do we get the idea that the Sheikh Tzibur prompts word for word? And if so, what about the first word? For example, is there a reason to suggest that maybe the first word need not be prompted? Who can give me an obvious svar? Why would the chazan have to prompt? We'll discuss this next week. Why would the chazan have to prompt? So he doesn't mess up. You have to know what to say. Okay, so the first word, I think everyone understands the first word what it is. It's only after that we get a hug cup. So maybe the first word need not be prompted. So this is a discussion similarly for the makra of Kiyas Shofar Shoshana. I mean, we find Kulis and we make it that it's not a hefsik, but Chayra, if the purpose of Kiyas, Shvarim, Trua is only for the person not, the Baal Tekeh not make a mistake. So Mestam, as soon as the Birchas HaMitzvah is said, maybe the Baal Tekeh should go with the first Kiyas without being prompted. And that's a whole discussion in the postgame. Okay, we generally are Mako, we assume that it's more than just Shalom Yitzhak, maybe it's an Indian for the Makra to say, but after all, he's being mafsik between the Birchas HaMitzvah and the first Tekiah, so maybe better not to say the first Tekiah. So a similar thing over here. The Kohanim just said the Birchas HaMitzvah, and maybe Yivarecha need not be prompted. So that's another implication, if you learn Bracha means the Bracha of Yivarecha. Now, we're going to focus now on the issue of the Bracha of Birchas HaMitzvah. So the Gaon says the following interesting thing. Sometimes the Gemara is so bekitzer, but there's so much in the few words that he says that you can mamish write a whole essay. So the Gaon on the comments of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Yud Aleph and Sif Yud Gimel. Sif Yud Aleph, so the Machaber Paskins, like we know from that Gemara, Mayim Bevarech, says the Sheikh Tzibur, says the Shulchan Aruch, Kishimachzirim Peneim Klapi Ha'am, Mevarechim, Hasheket Shalom, B'tishas HaShalai, B'tzibur, Tzavis Aviyabu. Something just to notice for next week, we're going to go through more of the fine print about the date, the schedule, Birchas Kehanim, the choreograph. When do they say the Birchas HaMitzvah? When? Don't forget, they're starting out facing the Aruch Kodesh, and at the ending up, Panim Keneged Panim. At some point, they're going to turn around. When it's saying Yibarechacha, they're certainly facing the tzibur, that's required. When it's saying the Birchas HaMitzvah, so you have the option of still facing the Aron Kodesh. You have the option of turning around then and saying the bracha. Or maybe what is more common now is as you're making the bracha, at some point in the middle of the bracha, you turn around. Okay. So at that point, you're still looking. So you could probably guess what they do in your show, right? You're already closing your eyes and not looking up. I don't know. They haven't started yet. Okay. So next time, you could try noticing. But the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch, Kishin Makzirim Pineim, but meanwhile, the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch that they say Ashekit Shana. Now, if you look at the next Sif Yud Gimel, the Mechaber says the following. And this is based on the Rambam. Maschilin HaKohanim Lomei Berechecha. Notice what the Mechaber is telling us. The Mechaber is telling us that there was no, what do you see from the Lashon of the Mechaber? That there was no prompting of the Shulach Tzibur on the word Yerechecha. And the reason could be very obvious, right? Because there's no need to say the first word. I quote from the Shabura, for example, there, Sivkat Memches, Svirole, the Madde Kaimelon, Shitzarach Lahakros, Osam, Mila Bemila, who Levad, Miteva Rishona, the Bey, Lekolomiti. You're not going to make a mistake on the first word. Comes the Ramah and says what we're familiar with. The Ramah says, Hagah, the Yesh Omrin, Shigam Yos Yibarechacha, Yikra Osam, Yikra Osam Shiach Sibar Tchila. Based on Tur and the Ran, Chenoagin B'chol Medinas Eil. Continues the Machaber, and then after Yibarechacha is said by the Kohanim, Ta'achakach Makros from Shiach Sibar Milo B'Milo, V'hein Amon Machaber B'chol Milo, Ad Shisayim Patsik Rishon, V'az Ono Matsiba Amen, V'chein Acha Patsik Beis Acha Patsikim. Now, the Goyin has something very interesting to say about these two Shitas. The Mechaber says that the Kohanim say Yibarechacha without being told Yibarechacha, without being prompted Yibarechacha, and the Ramah says Shasas Yibarechacha too. Says the Gra, when the Mechaber writes Maschilin Hakol Mo Yibarechacha, so is there any evidence from the Gemara that that's correct? That there is no prompting for Yibarechacha? We could talk Svaras now till tomorrow, but is there any Gemara that could support that assumption? Says the Gra, yes. If you read the Gemara a certain way, the line that we just saw, then you have a Mefurish Gemara that there's no prompting for Yibarechacha. Zav the Gra, let's read the Gra inside. You have to get decipher the Rashi tables here. Mimasha Amru Sham, Lamites on the days, right? So to Lamites. Ve'en HaKohanim V'chuli, can you fill in the V'chuli here? Ve'en HaKohanim what? Give me those V'chuli words. No, you have the right two sources up on your page. Rashoim lahasil bibracha ad sheyichle dibor. And now the guy finishes mipi akore. So this we would read the Gemara as follows. Bratzaloma, what is it? Bibracha. What does bibracha mean? Bratzaloma yivarechacha. That the Kohanim cannot start yivarechacha until the word Kohanim is said by the Kore. Ad sheyisayim makore Kohanim. So what does that show me? That there was no prompting for Yibarechacha. But wait a second, but there's another problem. Shouldn't there have also been what? Birchas HaMitzvah of the Goyin. She'ein HaBracha Me'ikar Dina. In other words, the Birchas HaMitzvah is not absolutely Medina. How do I know it's not Medina? Look at Amid Aleph. Kimasha Amru Sham Aleph. That's Lamed Tes Amid Aleph. See, you have to take the grind and really bring it all out. V'lona Sasi. Give me the V'chuli. V'lona Sasi. So you know enough to be able to tell me what's going on, Sasi. Kapai Bulo Bracha, what's the Shabuah? The in Isa, my Ribuse. And if it's a Medina, what's Medina? What's the Chiddush? So taking Amid Aleph and taking Amid Beis, look, Amid Aleph, it's a big Midas Chasidus to make a Bracha. So obviously it's not required. So then we understand Amid Beis that Memeila, what is Maschil Bibracha, Shiachadi Beakor, it means Yibarechacha. There's no prompting for Yibarechacha, nor is there any Berechas HaMitzvah at all. And that's what Zera is assuming. And this Tana was the Yogi Dofen. He was Machadish to say a bracha, but not every, that's not what we're discussing. It's an extra chiddush. This is the sheet of the Machaber. Continues the Gra commenting on the Ramah. What did the Ramah say? V'yesh Omrim, right? What did the Ramah say? V'yesh Omrim, Hagah, Shigam Yisya Bracha, Yakra Osam Shatz Tchila. If that's true, then you cannot learn Pshat in the line of Gemara that Ein HaKom Hashem Haskel Bebracha to go on Yivarechecha, because what else has to happen? They're going to prompt Yivarechecha. So then how is he going to read the words of Haskel Bebracha? The Birchas HaMitzvah, you have no other choice, because this prompting says the Goyim, Shemefarshim, they learn Birchas HaShem Kitshanu Koy. That is going on the Birchas HaMitzvah. Shekitsham mitzvosav, it's real Bikdushos HaShalaron, but he just, Bekatsa, the mitzvosav, the Tzivanu, whatever. Bikdushos HaShalaron, the Tzivanu, but that's going on the Birchas HaMitzvah. Okay, so we have a very fascinating comment to the Gra, trying to show me how this issue, whether it's an absolute chiv to make a bracha, is going to impact how you read a line of Gemara, and it's also going to bring with it another inyan vis-a-vis whether you're prompt for your bracha. Yaakov.
The idea of the Gra is this specifically every Kostahan, that the bracha's not like baker, and then there's a general, all mitzvot.
No one is suggesting that there's birchas hamitzvah generally. Obviously, what this Gra is begging to be explained is why would birchas be different?
If it
means bracha, b'yivracha, that means that the assumption is that it was a special chiddush, must be shemot to make a bracha. It not be a chiddush to say bracha sheket shara achilas matzah. That's not a big ribusa for birchas yamin. So why you do it, and what's the pshat, why should you have to do that? That's what we have to try to figure out. That's where we're going right now. There's a long tshuva of Rav Moshe that we'll look at in a minute. But let's start with the Turi Eved. The Turi Eved is, of course, the Shagas Aryeh on the Gilach of Zion, on that Gemara with the Sekapel Adrocha. Zog the Turi Eved, Afagab the Koin Bevarach, Kod Mesias Kapayim, Kedemim Perks, Zayin de Sota. So Chora, we have him first Gemara, Shmayim Bevarach. So what's the big chidush? Shema mitchila lo tiknu bracha kod mesias kapayim. Originally, the chachamim were not mitakein a bracha birchas mitzvah for mesias kapayim. Rav Elazar ben Shamua, he was mitakein a varech, and he points out, don't assume because it's a mitzvah to do birchas kayalim that there's a birchas mitzvah. The harbe mitzvahs matzinu she'enam tuunim bracha. Yeah. So all he's adding here to Re'evan is that it was from Ozben Shemua that it became established to make a bracha. But he leaves us wondering, why shouldn't you naturally assume that this bracha should be said? Yes, there are many mitzvahs that don't need a bracha. So let's start speculating on our own, then we'll see a little bit more in Mashar and the Moshe, like, what could we suggest on our own, let's just say, before we see more on this? What kind of brachas do we know, what kind of mitzvahs do we know don't get a bracha? Benam HaChaver mitzvahs. Okay. Like tzedakah, like Hashabbat HaVeda, Yichum HaVeilim, Tzavdach Kamocha. Yeah, so there are tshuvas in the Rishonim, the tshuvas HaRashba says, well, because tzedakah, maybe the ani won't take it, and then you won't become a mitzvah, so be bachal atala. No, I don't know, that would be Shaykh over here, the Tzibah is going to run away, but there's always Ham Shabbosados. There are enough people, and what I like is someone's not going to want to accept the bracha. There won't be a key of mitzvah, that's hard to imagine. But it could be, like you're saying, it could be a rule. In other machavero, mitzvahs don't get a bracha. And that's the mashmos of the Rambam. I don't think I gave this to you in your packet, but there is a Rambam in Hilchos Brachos.
The Kesef
Mishnah, yeah. So the Lashon HaRambam, see if anyone remembers the Lashon HaRambam. Any bracha, any mitzvah, I mean, Adam Lamakom, right, gets a bracha. That's what the Rambam writes. Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Brachos. Let me see if I remember the exact list. Someone quotes it here. I brought. Halacha Beis. Kol mitzvahs asei shebinadam makom mevarach kodem asiyasa. Says the Kesef Mishnah, v'diktek rabbeinu lichtov binadam makom lomar shemitzvah binadam machaveru kon asiyas tzedakah u'kedomah in varach naleihem. So now, let's think about birchas kehanim. Birchas kehanim is binadam makom binadam machaveru. Interesting. We have a lot of discussion about such mitzvahs kibbutz ve'ein, you know, among achaveru, the first five of the Aseret HaDibros. It's the bridge, maybe. For Hamakom, but here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Bless the Kal Yisrael." Is it mitzvah Hamakom? You're doing mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem blesses. Could it be totally different shittas and how on the Yavarchein? Is it Tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu? is it a bracha directly to them, or even at the end of the day, Hashem blesses, but Hashem's saying, do this for them, feel love, bless. If we, the more that we define it, the mechaver, which probably is more in our inclination, right? The mechaver, maybe that's why there shouldn't have been a bracha. Now you have to know what the chiddush was. What's this? Afal pikein, he's metakein, says the Rebbe, he's metakein a bracha. Interesting. So this is Tana, later in Anshin Nasagdola, he's metakein that we should say a birchas mitzvah for this mitzvah that otherwise wouldn't require it. Also interesting. The man of Shachet, if it shouldn't have had it, so who is Rav Shmuel Shavua as a Tana to decide to make a new bracha? We can metakein our own nusach, our own bracha, a sheket shem that shouldn't have been said. That's also interesting. There is a lashon ha-mashah, and there's a lot of discussion what the mashah means, and maybe what we're saying now could possibly fit for the mashah, although Moshe has other suggestions for the mashah. But the mashah's lashon in the Megillah is as follows. Why would be the reason why you would thought not to make a bracha, and that's why he has to tell me that I made a bracha? When it says he kapai, to have a mina, the ena korein sarach levarech. Kevan she'ein zu ha-mitzvah, ela l'tovasam shel Yisrael, since the mitzvah is the tovasim shel Yisrael, merely for Klal Yisrael's benefit, that Hashem's bracha should be chal on Klal Yisrael, like ani avarchem. Therefore, you would think you should have to make a bracha. What does the mashah mean? What does the mashah mean? Okay, the mitzvah is the tovasim shel Yisrael for their benefit, that Hashem's bracha should be chal. So what? That means I should make a bracha. So, if you wanted maybe to fetch into the mashah that we're saying now, I don't know if it fits the lashon so well. It means it's a tovas and shesaros bidan machavero. Maybe mashah means what we just said. Rav Moshe has a tshuva to Rav Chaim Greenblatt, the Ribbo Sefraim, who was a Talmud Mubak. Rav Moshe Chel Gimel of your Igris Moshe Simon Yud Zayin, 1966 Tavshin Chavav. Mashi Iksha, what Fotavaso asked the question, the Gemara in Sotav, Ezmin Shamua, says, on Saske Bilo Bracha, which is the Bracha of Mitzvah Sias Gapayim, as the Gemara explains, Mayim Mevarech, right afterwards. Chayra, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, Shepshita de Mechoy Vlevarech, Kemal Kol Mitzvah Shetikna Vlevarech, Lechal Kohan Mevarechim Zeb, Roy Shach Yishtabeach, Bedavar Mechoy Vlevarech, right? And he's Mayach Yamin because of that. Hu Kisha Yikusha Gedola. You're asking very good kasha. Now Moshe starts by quoting the mashah, as we just quoted. What's pshat in the mashah? So Moshe wants to say like this: the kavanaso nira, second line, that havamina dehu ra kehechshe mitzvah. The mashah means something else. That since what you're doing is only not the last stage, it's only a hechshe for something else. For example, when you build a sukkah, you're not saying a birchas mitzvah on binyan hasukkah, although there's a Yerushalmi that sounds like there is a mitzvah of siyas sukkah, but we assume the mitzvah is yeshiva sukkah. So you don't make a bracha on binyan sukkah. You make tefillin. You'll make a bracha when you're putting on the tefillin, not when you're manufacturing the tefillin. Asiyas atzitzis. You don't make a bracha. Why? Because ein ma'isizu gemara mitzvah. You only make a bracha on what's considered the gemara mitzvah. So he wants to say, Rav Moshe, that the mashah is suggesting that one could make the case that since it says that the Kohanim do something, they say Berechcha, they say these words, V'ani Avarchem. So the mitzvah is not complete yet. It's like a siyas tefillin. But what has to happen afterwards for the mitzvah to be complete is the bracha that Hashem directly showers on the Klal Yisrael. Shenimtza shebirchas kehanim hirak hechsha v'aschal enigma mitzvah v'hutzach hashmienu demavarchem. Nevertheless, they make the bracha. And if that's the case, why takadi make a bracha? Isn't this a good argument? It's only a hechshe mitzvah. The answer is Moshe is pashut, v'tam pashut, because al yidei adam lo nasa yoseh. In other words, there might be something else that has to happen, but that's not you. You've done the mitzvah. Because Baruch Hu does his part afterwards. When don't you make a bracha on a hechshe mitzvah? If there's more for you to do, you have to still sit in the sukkah. You have to still wear the tefillin. But here you did your part, because Baruch Hu does something afterwards, but that's the mitzvah. Then it goes on, and Moshe says another interesting thing. This is what maybe discussed separately. V'ani avarchem is a shayla tanoim. What it goes on? Does it mean Hashem blesses the Kohanim? Does it mean Hashem is maskim with the Kohanim to bless Klal Yisrael? So what does it mean? According to Rabbi Akiva, v'ani avarchem is Klal Yisrael. So one could ask the following shayla. You could say it means that the bracha of the Kohanim, Hashem is making that chal on Kal Yisrael. V'ani avarchem liyisrael. So the Kohanim are just going through the motions. But who's the real mevarech? It's not the Kohanim. It's HaKadosh Baruch. He's doing the bakash of the Kohanim. But Rav Moshe wants to say a chiddush. He says, that's not what it means. Of course the Kohanim bless, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a bracha as well. It's not the bracha of the Kohanim, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's being mevarech. Not that Hashem does the wish of the Kohanim. You wouldn't need a pasuk for that. Hashem says you should bless. So of course Hashem does what he told him to do. Rather, Rabbi Kivim means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atz mevarech gam kein levada kiyam da bracha. Says Rav Moshe, if that's the case, there's a Gemara mitzvah. Because the Kohanim affected a shower of bracha, which has its own chashivas, its own chalos. Says Rabbi Akiva, ani avarchem liyisrael on top of that. That's not how we would normally have learned. We would have learned chayra that ani avarchem means Hashem is the mevarech. Kohanim are just being mevakish. Like maybe we'll have a chance to talk a bit next week at the end of the series of shiurim. But the Rashbam learns that the Kohanim are essentially the mespalot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elai yispal yivarecha Hashem. Hashem is the mevarech. And Moshe is saying, no, even Rabbi Akiva holds the Kohanim are Mevarech, and of course Hashem says Hashem Mevarech, of course it's going to bring a bracha. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Mevarech. So Mela, if that's the case, it is a Gemara. But then he says, even if you say not like me, Achim Nema Rabbi Akiva, Sheishcha Hachshiv, She Gemara Birchas Kehanim, Masha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevarech, right? So there is the bracha of the Kehanim is completed through Hashem. But again, mitzad Adam, there's nothing more to do. So the svar that he said before is still valid. So as long as the Adam did everything he could do, that's called a Gemara Mitzvah. So therefore, that's the reason why, in fact, there is a bracha. So there's a Hava Mina that maybe, once my Shemur is telling us, the Hava Mina, Rabbi Masha is learning, that you would think it's maybe like a Hechsha Mitzvah, Kamash Malon. All right, this is within the Masha. Moshe has his own suggestion. And here is Hanir Lefarish Anupsha. Well, Ezra Mishamua's pride is as follows. That he made his own bracha. This is going to be a good segue to the shiur that we'll have next week on Shemir Ka'ona. We're going to discuss a very exciting topic next week about Shemir Ka'ona regarding Birchas Kehanim. In other words, we know that I can say Kiddush for you, I can say Megillah for you, Shemir Ka'ona. And the question is, can we have one Kohen be Motzi, the others with the Nusach of Yivarechecha? And we'll see about that, a very interesting topic. But one thing should be obvious. Leaving aside the question of Birchas Kehanim, and we're going to figure out reasons why maybe you can't have one coin do it for everybody. But the Birchas HaMitzvah itself, there's no reason why you shouldn't allow one coin to be Mevarech for everybody. The Rov HaMadras Melech, let him make the Bracha be Motzi everybody. L'maisa, we know common practice is not that way. We have all the, not just Trei Kol, it can be 20 Kohanim, and you have 20 voices at the same time. Baruch atah, hopefully they're in sync with each other, Hashem b'kdivik tzatzah shal arbi ahava, all those voices merging together for the Birchas HaMitzvah. Says Rav Moshe, that's what this is about. Rav Elazar ben Shemua was mishtabeach that he would make his own Birchas HaMitzvah. Of course, you need a Birchas HaMitzvah, that's a davar pashut. But he did not want to be yotzei with someone else's bracha. Even though by all Birchas HaMitzvah you can yotzei me'achere, says Rav Moshe, we have a Magen Avraham in Sifkat and Yud Zayin. He brings from the Mabit that, in fact, Kula Mevarchim. We have all the Kohanim make the bracha themselves. The Einachin Baruch Vachem Yanu Amen and be Yotze with him. And the reason given by the Mabit is Mipnei Atiruf. It's going to be too confusing if you have to know what he means. Chori could be confusing everyone saying their own, but he's saying it's confusing if everyone has to hulk up and listen to one person. Better that everyone should say their own bracha. And Melo, they were yotze with someone else. And says, and therefore he created more of a feeling that everyone should do this themselves. They got a Rikas Yama for this, because apparently there was Tiruf. Again, what's the Tiruf? I don't understand clearly what the Tiruf was. The Tiruf that if everyone's being yotze with one person, then it could be, maybe it's hard to everyone to remember. You know, he's going to start, they're not going to realize that he started. If you can't say Bershus, you're going to give a clap. What could it be? It could be Tiruf, maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure. My son, it was Tiruf, whatever that Tiruf was. And therefore, he set a new precedent, which is everyone say their own bracha, and they all began to do that, and because of that, the mitzvah was enhanced, because of the act of tiruf, and therefore it was zoche derikas yamin. They learned from him. Yeah. We just end the last paragraph, interesting thing. L'maisa, there's a shita, the charedim that we saw, those who wrote, there's a mitzvah al Yisrael, l'zbarach me'akohanim. No, does that mean, if there's a mitzvah al Yisrael, l'zbarach, so whatever that means, so then you should talk about their brechas ha-mitzvah. So where's their brechas ha-mitzvah for their key mitzvah? So you're going to tell me, maybe their yotzei, but this can't be, for obvious reasons. Their yotzei, the brechas ha-mitzvah, for their mitzvah, l'zbarach, with the brach of the kehanim. Pasha Shiloshayach, Birchas HaKehanim, Shehu Asher Kidshanu what? In Kishas HaShalarim, you can't make that cover for the bracha, Birchas HaMitzvah for the Tzibur, Vayisem Mizbarachim. So obviously, it's not, it means that, obviously, whatever it means that Kaiso have a mitzvah, they don't have a Birchas HaMitzvah. Second, Abikol Mokom, nevertheless, Ein Ganas Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, Shehu Yeirbuv, Sheikbid Al Zeh Harbi, Bikmar B'Seh Nesiyas Kapayim, Ein Hosef Kuv, in other words, just you should know, don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, even though you're not being Yotzi with the Birchas HaMitzvah, but everything has to be very precise, very choreographed. The Hindi Yedido, Rav Moshe Feinstein. That is the Tshuva in Rav Moshe Chel Gimel Semi Yedzan. Yeah, yeah.
Can the Tira possibly be on the Shatz or the
congregation? The Mishnah, the Bracha, talks about Tira of the Shatz. But what will be the Tira of the Shatz here?
If everyone says, I mean, he's not sure when to start or what.
If everyone is saying, if one person is making a Bracha of everyone, then there's only one Amen. Here, presumably, hopefully, they're all saying it together, so there's also one Amen.
All the Kohanim say Amen afterwards, then...
The Kohanim are saying Amen, the Kohanim are saying the Bracha. So, I could hear someone say that, you know what, if there's 20 Kohanim, everyone making the Bracha, they don't exactly end at the same time. You could have, sometimes you have people saying Kaddish and Shul, and one is a little slower than the other. You can have Amen Hishmei Rabba, and then 2 seconds later, another Amen Hishmei Rabba for the other person. That's why some people are makbid, it should be one person say, everyone comes together, so it's clear. I mean, so you have different Kohanim at different pace, and it's not ending the Ava at the same second, that you can have a strange type of situation of different Amins, the different Kohanim. So, I don't know, what are you saying? It could be otherwise. The Tiruf of one person saying it? I'm not sure. But you do have the Lashon of Tiruf in the Mishnah in the Sheikh Sibur not to answer Amin, the Tiruf. Yeah, that's the Mishnah Bracha. There is another pshat I want to leave you with, and then we'll go to the nusach itself of the bracha. The Baal HaMor, there's a nitziv in Hamik She'ela, on the She'iltis, that brings in this Baal HaMor, and he wants to use it to explain why you could have not had to make a bracha of Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas Kehanim, and based on this Baal HaMor. Now, this Baal HaMor, the truth is controversial on a number of counts, and I'll give you a flavor of how controversial when I read you the Ravid's Hasagas, which can be very biting. In this case, it's extremely biting. That I did not put on the paper, but you can always find it. But the Ramban also disagreed, but then the Nitziv works in for the Ramban too. That's, you can look at the Nitziv yourself. It's in Hamik She'ela, She'ilta Kuf Chav Hei, Oth Yud Aleph, okay? So he brings this Baal HaMor. Now this Baal HaMor is discussing the following. We know we have Tkiyas Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara in Pesachim that Zayin mentions that there's a bracha birchas hamitzvah kias shofar, because the Gemara is discussing al versus le in that Gemara, and it mentions the bracha of birchas hamitzvah kias shofar. Now, when do we say this bracha? We say it in the beginning of the Seder Tkiyas that we do before Musaf, that we refer to as Tkiyas before Shul Nesef, the Meyusha. That's what we refer. And then we have what we call Kiyas Debu'uma during the Chazar HaSashat. The marker for this idea of having separate Kiyas is the Gemara in Tazayin Rosh Hashanah that we referenced earlier for the Tosef, about Tosef. Lama Token Yishen Yoshvin and Kishen Omdin. So we assume it means Yoshvin before Musaf and Kishen Omdin is during Chazar HaSashat. The Baal HaMor is not the only time he sort of goes in a different direction than all the other Rishonim. He says that that's not Pshat in the Gemara at all. Really, the Gemara means something else. Kiyas de Meyushav, Kishiyoshvin, is during the Chazar HaShatz, when the Tzibur is sitting. Shatz is appearing Chazar HaShatz, and the Tzibur is sitting. Kishin Omdin is that you do at the end of Davidic, when you're holding by the point of going out of Shul. What about the Kiyas that we do before Musaf? So it's about more, that's not Medin de Gemara. That was instituted late in a later period of history, because there were Cholim, Muskenim, that couldn't wait around for the Tkiyas of Seder HaBrachis of Shmon Esrei, and you wanted to be Yotzei, so they instituted for them. It's ended about Mar goes as follows. We'll see this in a minute inside. It says, really, were it not for the fact that we make these duties kias before Musaf, we wouldn't have had a birchas hamitzvah at all for kias shel. Why? Because since you're integrating the Kiyas Shofar with Shmon Esrei, and Shmon Esrei has its own brachas, of Machis, Ukhans, and Shofar, says the Baal Mor the following chiddush, that the brachas of Shmon Esrei, Machis, and Shofar, can double as a birchas hamitzvah for Kiyas Shofar. And therefore, when the Gemara discusses brachas Kiyas Shofar, it's only in a situation such as what we now have artificially, when you're doing Kiyas Shofar, not in the context of Seder HaBrachas. Says, take a look at some of the Lushonas here in the Baal Mor. Masha Nagu et Koa Koat Kiyas Kishen Yoshvin and Mubarachin Aleim. Birchas at Kiyah near Lee. Ki Lahoya came be made Rabbi Sinu Chachmei HaTalmud. El Minigu Shin Higu Doros Achronim Mishum Cholin and Mishum Anusin. The Kadmi V'nafki Bis HaKnesses. They go out early. V'lo Natri. They don't wait. At Slosu De Musvin. Tosh Musav Davening. V'lo Matzli Lo Biyachim Yashan Toshay Kamaisa. You don't daven it individually till 3 hours of the day. That it takes longer till they get there, and push a krobos, you have a lot of piyutim, besidur the yoma, and therefore, because these people can't wait that long till you get to Musaf, fine. Then higu levarach aleihem birchas atkiyah b'mapeh katzar atkiyah shofar v'samchu amadikasim b'psachim, like it says there that there's a bracha chutz in that tefillah b'shofar, and the Gemara says at the end the shofar is also done before alma yeshu shofar bracha b'mapeh katzar k'shem sheishu tefillah. Fine, because you can say it already. You can say it over last yasef. The inai lo yitchelo yeshlomer hakinisoid. Okay, now the in bracha beakarsa b'shofar el minag achronim. Av ikar abrachos heim abrachos shel tefila. The heim malchi yisachronis b'shofros v'aleim shaninu mishaber v'hakach nisvana b'shofar. Yeah. So what is it? Abe emes. Ein lano, look at the last line, ein lano birchas akia ben dibra b'seinu, ela birchas yo tefila bilvad. Okay, so Lamaisa, if you look at the Sagas Arayvid, my gosh, what he writes about the Baal Mor Mamish, it's hard to stay calm when you read such Lushonos. Yesh han hipoch b'nei me'ayin lahi, eze derech ova ruach ha'emes ve'ez kol ha'gaonim amudi olam, l'daber ito, v'nei sam Hashem ruach sheker b'fiv. The Zos Edus Akosha Karav Upachazusa, Masha Asaf Ruach, the Chafna, the Inavish Gorim, Ulahasos, Hapsoyim, Hasacholim, Hashem's Atadem, okay. Ubarach Hashem, Shehechiani, the Heir, Esmuchi, the Azaruni, the Galos Shkarav, Ulahasa, the Torah, the Yoshna, Roshiva, the Koma, Ulahasaf Torah's Emes, Ashenasan Lanu, the Yad Kisilin, the Hasos Behem, Kasos Shikar, the Kiel. Okay, anyway, you can, I don't know, very, very, it makes the Ravid on the Rambam tame in comparison. It's Hasagas are printed in the back, but it's also a separate sefer, Kasuv Sham. Hasagas are Ravid al Baal Mor, it's a separate sefer. Someone must discuss why the Ravid took the Baal Mor so much to task in his Lashonos. Lamaisu Rabban also disagreed, and the Nitziv wants to work out even for the Rambam. What the Nitziv wants to say is the following. Since the Birchas Kohanim is integrated within Tefillah, just as you see by Tkiyas Shofar, so when you have a Brach of the Tefillah, so according to the Baal Mor, the Brach of the Tefillah, even though it's not phrased as a Nusach of a Shekid Shanu for the mitzvah that you're doing within Tefillah, but if they have a Bracha said as part of the Seder Tefillah, that can serve as the Birchas HaMitzvah of the mitzvah you're doing within the Tefillah. So too, says the Nitziv, will feel the Baal Mor, that's why they shouldn't have had to be a Birchas HaMitzvah for Birchas Kehanim. Because Birchas Kehanim is integrated within Tefillah. Let me read you a lesson or two from what he's saying. HaKavana, he's quoting the explain the Baal Mor. The Kim Sheyesh Brachas Shel Tefillah Shuvla Nitkan Birchas HaShekit Shanu. He gives an example. Lo Tiknu Al Kriya Shema HaShekit Shanu. Why not? Lekros HaShema. Birchas HaMitzvah. Mitzvah derives it, say Shema. Shem Sheyesh Lefana, Birchas HaVarabah. Mizeh Atam Im Vorchen Asher Kidshono, Birchas HaMazon, he says. You have the bracha itself. He says, if you say Kriya Shema without HaVarabah, maybe the Avraham will go and say, you should have a Birchas HaMitzvah, Likras Shema. Lefisa huadin birchas hodaya. He says, what's patrin? The bracha of atov shimcha, which is said right before birchas kehanim, the bracha of modim, poter asher kidshanu she birchas kehanim. Says, what's the shimcha then? So why do you make it on birchas mitzvah? Not such a kapai below bracha. The Baal Amar is so good, such a good svara. Blessed be Shemua, tikim bracha zu, because halacha kerab gamlia, at the end of Rosh Hashanah is machokes, what he could be yotzei with the Shiach Tzibur. The Bechol Hashana, asa lotzeis b'tfilas Hashas. If that's the case, had Kohanim kvar hispalu, ben bircha sodoya shoshat poter, mi bircha sashay kichal v'kishalein. Kias shofar, the alpidin hako yichon lotzeis b'tfilas Hashas, the Musa of Rosh Hashanah, therefore, birchas atfila patas hashekitshan hashatokeya. Masha'ekein, during the year, halacha k'rabbi Gamliel, that you're not yotzei with the bracha of the shat. You have to make your own bracha. So then, already when the shat is a pinachas or a shat, you can't use his bracha for your hashekitshan. Because he's not be yotzei with the shat, that's his cheshbon. Then he wants to go further and say, according to the Ramban, I want to work it out as well. Okay, you can see then say what he wants to say within the Ramban. I want to spend the last couple of minutes, and then we'll do a little bit of Chumash, just to analyze the Nusach itself of the Bracha. Okay? Asher Kidshanu, not the Mitzvosa, which is what we're used to, in the Birchas HaMitzvah, the Nikdishasa Shel Aron. So that's the first interesting thing to notice. And then, of course, the last Diyuk is the word Ba'av at the end of the Bracha. So let's start with Nikdishasa Shel Aron. And the question is, do we ever find such a nusach anywhere else besides Birchas Kehanim? So people think, well, it's only once. Only this bracha, Birchas Nesiyas Kapayim, has a nusach like the Gemara and Sota gives us, B'Kedushas Shel Aron. But it's not emes, because there are other mitzvahs that are also said by the done by the Kehanim, and Stama, they have a Birchas Mitzvah, and if they're going to say a bracha, Birchas Mitzvah, for a unique mitzvah of Kehanim, they would also say such a nusach. And therefore, I'll give you an example of that. The Rambam, at least two Rambams like this. And according to Mishnah Melech, there are many other examples. So you have the Rambam in Hilchos Trumas. I don't know why, for some reason I must have copied it twice. But the Rambam says as follows. Kol ha'ochel truma, mevarech oso macho, birchas oso macho, you make a bracha, birchas anenin. Yachar kach mevarech asher kidshanu, b'kdushaso shel Aaron, v'tzivanu le'achol truma. So what do we have in this Rambam? A birchas ha-mitzvah for achilas truma. Hilchos Trumas perek tesvav lecha chabez. What I wanted to give you, apparently I gave you this twice instead of another ma'amakim in the Rambam, so I'll give it to you bal peh. In Hilchos Bikurim, the Rambam says, he starts off very negative. This week's parasha, Perek Aleph, Esrim Vaba, Matanos Nidnu Kohanim, the Chavdal Matnes Kohuna. The Rambam says, Alacha Beis, the Kol Ochel Matana, She Yeshba Kedusha. So whatever it is that the Kohen is eating from the Chavdal Matnes Kohuna, that's edible, not just Truma. Mivarech, Asher Kitshara, Bikdusha, Sesharah, Bitsivanu, Lechol Kach Vekach. They eat Bikurim, they eat whatever it is of the Matnes Kohuna, it's a food. They make a bracha shekitshanu b'tishas shalar. And that's the Ram I should have given you on number 14. That's the Ram Hilchos Bikurim Aleph Beis. The Mishnah Lamelech in Maaseh Karbanos quotes as follows: the Ramban in Hasagos to Sefer Mitzvos Ikar Yud Beis, Shorosh Yud Beis, says that you have avodos for the Kohanim, like Yitzika, Belila, Tzita, regarding the Menachos. You have to mix oil. You have to pour oil, mix oil, crush it. Malika, a bird, Udekabasayu. So a Kohen who does any of the above avodos in Beis HaMikdash, so he has to make a bracha, Birchas HaMitzvah. That's what the Ramban says. So one of the Nosi Kalim in the Sefer Mitzvahs, who usually comes to defend the Rambam from the Hasagas of the Ramban, the Leif Sameach, he says the Rambam doesn't agree. The Rabbi, Rabbi Lechol, he holds, Shelo Yivarech Kiyim Al HaVoda HaGedola Levada. You know, these are small avodas. Yitzika, Blila. You do the big avoda, and all the Shara avodas haktanos, Niftaros Ima. Umesayim, because of the Tia Bracha Achas, Al Maisa Seder Kulo. In other words, there's a Seder Menachas. So instead of making a Bracha on Yitzika, and Blila, and Pesita, you make a Bracha on the doing the Menachas. The end of our Mechrachim says the Mishnah Mach, I don't agree. The Efshad began by Ben Amod B'zeh. Gam Lo Yidati, Eisi Avodah Do'ogtana. What's called big or small? Gam asasiyim, shetiyah bracha al haseder kulo, zayi tochinim ko haseder nasa b'koin echad. If it's one coin, I can hear. Afin ko koin yaseh b'da achas, lamo yi bracha l'vodesh oseh. The nusach ha-bracha nira, shehu, what we find in the two Rambams that we mentioned. Asher k'dishan, v'shasar shalad, v'tzivan, alasas kach v'kach. Dumya, the achilas truma in sovuchas trumas, v'chein b'chol, achilas kachin, v'barach bracha zu. Okay. So that's as far as the Bishop. So Rebbe is going to ask you, where do we find a nusach of the Zohar Shel Aaron? And they'll think it's only Berachas Kehana, because that's all they know about. Bizman Azeh, you know now that the rest of the story, the Rambam, in a couple of places, Mishnah Melech, it could have been said multiple times a day by a given kind. The other thing that's interesting is the last word of the Bracha. Not just the Tzivan Berachas Amo Yisrael, which is close to Baruch Hu, but Be'ahav. So before we get to the pshat that's more famous, which has to do with the ava of the Kohen filling the ava, which is certainly one way to read it, we should know that there are other ways to read this word, be'ava. We all said this morning a bracha, ha-bocher ba'amo Yisrael be'ava. Right? It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. So the Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov, Rabbi Yehuda Ramban, suggests as one pshat in the word be'ava, Tzivanu levarich means kosa baruch hu. Be'ava, yesh mefarshim, tzivanu levarich amo b'shvil ha'ava she'oev osam. As the pasuk says, ki mi'ava sashem eshan. So be'ava is not we should bless be'ava, but be'ava, like we say be'ava rabba. In other words, that which b'tzivanu, that the tzivoy was because be'ava, because of the ava of Hashem for us. Beautiful idea, right? So it's not going on the Kohen's ava, it's the ava of Kal Yisrael. It's one pshat. Here's another pshat. The bi'ava means the particular way that Hashem wanted the mitzvah to be done, which is derech ava, which is pun keneged pun. So we're referring to that inyan, that we're doing it with tibanu varech bi'ava. Interesting that we take that inyan, that prat. We don't say the tibanu varech b'nesias kapayim, find a word for that. Apparently, the pun keneged pun is a unique inyan that defines the mitzvah that we want to say that Hashem commanded us to do it, the Ava, that's the chesed of the mitzvah, the Ava, derech Ava. Of course, there's the Zohar that the Magen Avraham quotes, which is going with the idea of the Ava referring to the Kohanim. There's actually a comment of the, I don't have it in your packet, but the Yateres Zekenim, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, brings a medrash, that the word Omar Lehem, as we mentioned yesterday, has an extra vav. So that's where we got this idea to take the vav of Omar and put it into the kol to make kava. Omar lehem, do it mole, do it with a sense of full love. Lashon of the Teres Hakenim from the Medrash. Mash Omar v'aruch be'ava, be'isa malkam atzinesh kash baruch mitzav v'aruch yisav be'ava, nir b'yos shepirish rashi, Omar lehem mole, lo t'varchim b'chipazin v'hala, elo b'kavana v'lev shalem. That's key with the word Omar lehem, mole with ava. The Zohar Kodesh says, quoted by Magen Avraham, "Kol koin de lo rochem le'amo, amo lo rochem le'i, lo yisa kapav." Ad kidei kach. Ma'akev in the mitzvah. If you have a koin who hates the tzibur, or vice versa, second, don't duchen mishtabura. Interesting discussion. Two koyanim going up together, but they have a feud, and they hate each other. They would know their hanazem is that. Can they go up together to duchen? Is that? Yes. They could go together, and one can't say to the other, you duchen shachas, I duchen musaf, or vice versa, because each kohen has the right to duchen both times. That's okay if the kohanim hate each other. Not exactly a good thing, but that's at least not ma'aki. But, kohen shat sibur sonim oso. Ohu sonim shat sibur, not only lo yisakapav, sakana hu lekohen mi yisakapav, he better leave it before it say, or work on his midos to get the sinna out, va'al zeh tiknu lebrachel v'arach esam yisal bi'ava. Yaakov.
Does
the
Rashi HaKodesh say
that Amor? Yeah, he quotes the Rashi HaKodesh, yeah, correct. It's from the Amor Mole. So this is another interesting inyan of the Ava, Mamish, with halachic ramifications, and this goes back full circle to the earlier part of the Shia with the Meiri, when he learned pshat in the Sasi Kapha Bilo Bracha, his pshat that he suggested, one of the pshatim was that he added so much of Kavana in his brachas before and after the Ribbono Shel Olam, of the Yiratzon, that he had a tremendous Ava Azal Olam. The level of Ava of the Kohen to the Tzibur enhances the mitzvah, and lacking that Ava detracts from the mitzvah to the extent that if there's real sinna, don't call it. That's a very fascinating Indian that also should be taken to heart, which obviously puts a lot of responsibility to Kohen to feel, to have a real chance to feel Ava and do the mitzvah in the most muhud way possible. All right, Shkayach, let's do a little bit of Parsha.